This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The coronavirus that's spooking financial markets and limiting travel around the world is pushing beyond Asia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
Corona.
Iraq now has its first case, as does Afghanistan. Kuwait, Bahrain, and Oman are also reporting their first cases. All five nations have links with Iran, where clusters of the virus are raising fears of a further spread. In Italy, which has become Europe's virus focal point, shoppers complained of empty store shelves as people hunkered down.
Die Corona-Epidemie ist als Epidemie.
Germany's health minister says it's only a matter of time before more of Europe is affected. I'm Sagar Magani.
The head of Libya's internationally recognized government has criticized the international community for not supporting the Libyan people and government of a national accord who are under attack by rebel forces. He spoke at the opening of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. Lisa Schlein has this report.
The president of the Presidency Council of the Government of National Accord of Libya, Fayez Mustafa Sarraj, quickly departed from diplomatic niceties to complain about the lack of UN and international support for his beleaguered government. He condemned the assault on the capital Tripoli by rebel commander Khalifa Haftar, whom he branded a war criminal. He said Haftar's military offensive, which began April 2019, has killed thousands of people and displaced hundreds of thousands. Sarraj said civilians, airports, hospitals, and infrastructure have been targeted. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
You can find more on this and many other stories online at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has been convicted of sexual assault in New York City. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
A jury of seven men and five women took 5 days to find Harvey Weinstein guilty of sexually assaulting production assistant Mimi Haley at his apartment in 2006 and third-degree rape of a woman in 2013. Weinstein was found not guilty on the most serious charge, predatory sexual assault. Weinstein's lawyers said all sexual contact was consensual. Weinstein now faces more charges in Los Angeles. He's accused of raping one woman and sexually assaulting another on back-to-back nights during Oscars week in 2013. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The family of basketball star Kobe Bryant has taken legal action in his tragic death in a helicopter crash in January. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
The widow of Kobe Bryant has sued the owner of the helicopter that crashed in fog and killed her husband and her 13-year-old daughter last month. The wrongful death lawsuit filed by Vanessa Bryant in Los Angeles says the pilot was careless and negligent by flying in cloudy conditions January 26 and should have aborted the flight. The pilot was among the nine people killed in the crash. The lawsuit was filed as a public memorial service for Bryant and his daughter was being held at Staples Center. I'm Shelley Adler.
Nikolay Mladenov, the United Nations Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, has briefed the UN Security Council on the security situation in the Middle East. He called Monday for an immediate end to the cross-border skirmishes that have raged between Gaza and Israel over the past 2 days. He spoke out also against Israel's annexation of Palestinian property, saying such actions could endanger the possible success of a two-state solution.
Secretary General has consistently spoken out against unilateral steps and plans for annexation. Such steps, including the possible annexation of territory in the West Bank or similar moves, would have a devastating impact on the prospect of a two-state solution. They would close the door to negotiations, have negative repercussions across the region, and severely undermine opportunities for normalization and regional peace.
Mladenov also warned that funding for the support of the Palestinians is running out.
Without further financial support, critical services in Gaza and the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, will be suspended as of late April.
A hearing on the United States' request for the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange opened in London on Monday. Assange faces 18 charges in the United States for his alleged role in publishing classified documents linked to national defense. If convicted of the charges, which include hacking and espionage, he could be sentenced to up to 175 years in jail. Marissa Melton, VOA News.